Scripture readings from John chapter 3 in the first five verses. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
History is his story, God's story. That is the believer's perspective, and we are investigating turning points in his story. Last week we looked at the important turning point of Passover, and we talked a lot last week about blood, and really every time we come together, either in our songs or at least as we're around the table, we talk about blood, do we not? Appreciate the thoughts that were expressed this morning at the table to help us focus on that. God's love expressed through the blood of Christ. But we talked last week particularly about the blood of Christ and what God does when he sees the blood, and most importantly, what he does when he sees the blood of his dear son. But a person looking at that and maybe not understanding the whole might well ask, okay, you say when God sees the blood of Jesus that he rescues, he redeems, he saves, he forgives sin. I get that, but what if a person dies? He may be forgiven, but is he is still dead. What about that? That might seem like a silly question to us, but to a person who doesn't know the whole story, doesn't know his story, that's a real question. What about that situation? That gets us into our next turning point. And for that, we're leaping ahead in Scripture a bit, all the way from Passover in Exodus chapter 12 to a scene in the prophet Ezekiel. From Exodus to Ezekiel, from the Pentateuch to the prophets. From blood, you might say, to bones. Dry bones. Dead bones. I want you to imagine this scene with me that is told in Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. You shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound. And behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied, as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, These bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. I love that passage of Scripture, and I hope you do or will as well. But three times in what we read there, God says to the prophet Ezekiel, you shall live. You shall live. That's an incredible turning point in his story. You know, in the Old Testament, there's not a lot about life after death. Not that there's nothing, but there's not a lot about it. Not much about resurrection. You know, the doctrine of resurrection is a New Testament doctrine for the most part. We learn most of it from New Testament passages, but there are some hints. There are some allusions. We might say some picture parables, like this one here in Ezekiel 37. The old prophet Ezekiel certainly was a recipient of some strange and powerful visions, of which this one may be the greatest and the most strange. The text says that the Spirit of God catches him up and plops him down in a valley, but it's not just any valley, is it? As you look at what happens, it's a valley of death. And it's not new or recent death, but old death. It's full of bones, it says. Dead bones. Dry bones. When I was young, we learned a song called Dem Bones. You may be familiar with that. That old spiritual. But we might imagine a terrible battle that had taken place and thousands of slain bodies, but apparently never buried. That was very rare and considered a desecration among the Jews. But never buried, just left out under the hot sun for who knows how long. Your imagination can probably fill in the gory details of what happened. It's a valley that is the epitome of death. We might well call it Death Valley. Death has won in this valley. So the question that God asks Ezekiel must seem ridiculous at first. Son of man, can these bones live? You can imagine the prophet saying, what? Are you kidding? These bones? Dem bones? Well, Ezekiel, he's had some experience with God. He has had some awesome encounters with this God, and he knows better than to answer God in a flippant or an irreverent way, no matter what he might be thinking. Read sometime chapters 1 through 3 of Ezekiel and see what kind of exposure Ezekiel had had to this God. And so he answers, I imagine, the best he possibly could. Can these bones live, prophet? And he says, oh, Lord God, you know God. Now, there are some things that only God knows. Dennis shared a lesson with us last Sunday evening. Great lesson, by the way. If you didn't get to hear it, I encourage you to get on the website and listen to it. But he reminded us in that lesson that there are some things only God can say. Very true. And a lot of that's related to the fact that there are some things only God knows. But one of those is the answer to this question. Can these bones live? The text says they shall live. text says, you shall live. It's one of those wonderful spiritual truths that can be applied on so many different levels and not lose one degree of power. The principle that's taught here. You know, sometimes in our lives, in this world, we feel dead. You know, we feel dried up. We feel defeated. We lose hope. We approach despair. We're sort of like Death Valley in our experience. And we might be thinking, can these bones live? Can they? Ask God. See what He says about it. We experience physical illness and distress in this life. It's scary. It can be painful. It can put us in a place we never intended to go. We never intended to go there physically. We never intended to go there emotionally and even spiritually. And we might ask, can these bones live? Can life return to this valley? Ask God. He knows. A person faces a faith crisis. It can be caused by anything. But they get to a place where they're not only doubting their beliefs, they begin to believe their doubts. They might even fall away from faith. They might even no longer believe in God. Having once believed, you might know someone in that exact situation this day. The question is, can these bones live? Now, the Lord knows. So God tells Ezekiel, preach, prophesy to these dead bones. Give them the word of God. And the word is this, I'm going to give you breath, spirit, and you shall live. So Ezekiel does that. He does exactly what God calls him to do. And it says that the valley starts shaking, and the bones start rattling, and they're growing muscles and tendons and ligaments and skin and all that stuff, all those pieces and parts that had once fallen away are coming back together. And the bones come back together and they form bodies once more. Again, that song you may have learned when you were learning the bones. In school, the hip bone connected to, what was it? The thigh bone connected to, anybody remember the knee bone? Remember that song? I didn't just imagine that song, did I? You remember it. But here it's in reverse. If you think about it, because all these bones are lying all over the place, disconnected, and it says that the Lord, through the Spirit, is putting them all back together again. And that's exactly what he does. But then what's left? What do we have there? We have no longer a valley of dead bones, I grant you that, but you still have a valley full of dead bodies. An improvement maybe, but not so great still. You have still Death Valley. So God tells Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy. I want you to preach to the breath or the spirit this time and to tell the spirit to breathe on these dead bodies that they might live. And he does. And they do. And so we have life from death. Dry to alive. The dead are raised. I don't want you to miss the application point for all of us today. This is a parable, you see, originally a vision. It's an illustration from God to us. And look carefully at how it's applied in verse 11. Ezekiel 37, he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the house of Israel, the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. Now you may feel dried up today. You may have lost hope. You may feel cut off from God. I don't know in what way or for what reason any of those might be true for you. All I know is that the same God who commanded Ezekiel to speak to these bones in this valley in about 585 BC has had me speak to you today in 2017 AD, and the message hasn't changed. It remains the same because it's the same God. You shall live. You shall live. The key is receiving the Spirit of God. And it will revive not only dead bodies, but dead spirits, dead faiths. Do you believe that? It really depends on whether you believe God or not. So again, this turning point in God's story, it applies to so many meaningful situations, and I encourage you to meditate upon it and apply it to yours, whatever it might be, because it can work a powerful work in your life. The greatest truth is that with God, death is not the end. Jesus, his son, died on the cross. Can these bones live again? Because if those bones can live again, anything is possible. They put Jesus in a tomb. Can those bones live again? God knew. No one else may have known, but God knew. 3 days later, he raised him up. First Lord's Day. We come together as a body on this day, each week, because this is the day of the week God, through the Spirit, raised the Son from the tomb and defeated death. And he promised the very same power to all who believe and obey. They shall live even though they die. They shall live. I want to offer you just one New Testament passage today that I hope will sort of seal this in your mind. It's from the pen of Paul, and it occurs in what we call the Great Spirit chapter of the New Testament, Romans chapter 8. Hear these words this morning. Paul wrote, But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Don't you want that? Don't you want that promise? Can it happen for you and for me? God knows. Maybe today you need to take a step toward God. Maybe you need to obey God, obey Christ. Maybe you need to come back to Jesus. Maybe today, His body, the church, needs to offer up prayers for you. Maybe we'll be able to minister to one another for a few minutes this morning. If so, take full advantage of this time and let us know how we can help while we stand, while we sing this song.